Welcome to the broadcast. We're in Ephesians 1 and 15, where Paul said, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. We're going to look at this. Have your Bible ready. Apostle sits alone in a dungeon. He's all by himself. He has no friends with him. It doesn't look like things are turning out very well for him. But he's not having a pity party. He's still focusing back on those good folks in the church there at Ephesus. And he says in verse number 15, I heard of your faith. Imagine that. Word got to him that the church back at Ephesus was doing well. Now, they didn't have internet and they didn't have TV news broadcasts and things like that, but he got word and it was really encouraging to him. We're going to look at this in more detail, but before we do, listen to this message and song. You see, the victory is in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory. He gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. His cleansing power revealing how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love me to victory beneath a cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him.
Well, as we mentioned, Paul the Apostle writes back from his dungeon here. He said, I heard of your faith. And as we mentioned on a previous broadcast, 54 times in the Bible, you'll find that phrase, I heard. People are hearing something. What did the people at Ephesus hear, and what was their response? In Ephesians 1 and 13, Paul said, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now notice, they heard, number one, they believed, number two, and then they trusted, number three. Now, it is important to understand that all relationships are built on trust. A relationship is the way in which two or more people regard and behave toward each other. Their relationship with the Lord was great here, as he writes to them in the book of Ephesians, but 40 years later, we read of their regression, where they are going to return to an earlier stage of life as far as their manner of living is concerned. We read in Revelation 2, verse 1, under the angel of the church at Ephesus, write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in thy right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And here's what he said to them. The Lord said, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them that are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hath not fainted. Now we mentioned before, in a previous broadcast, this sounds like a really good church. Well, verse 4 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Now, notice it says left. It often gets misquoted where someone says they lost their first love. No, they didn't lose it. To lose something, you know, there might be a good reason for that. To leave something is a decision. And they left their first love. Now, why would they do that? Because of a misplaced trust. You see, first of all, back here in Ephesus, in Ephesians 1 and 13, we see their response. Again, they heard, they believed, they trusted, and the relationship with the Lord was built on that trust. Now, here we come to the relationship situation, and we see, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Now, Paul had warned them in 1 Timothy 4 and 10 to trust in the living God, trust in his unsearchable riches. He also mentioned in 1 Timothy 6 and verse number 17, not to trust in uncertain riches. So we're going to either trust in the unsearchable riches of God or the uncertain riches of the world. He warned them back in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 12. He said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Well, they didn't hold their confidence in the Lord, their trust in him steadfast. And so Paul gave an example of those who wandered in the wilderness. In verse 15 of Hebrews 3, he said, while it is said today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. What is that? Well, verse 16 tells us, for some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. So in verse 12 he says, take care, take heed, watch out for a heart of unbelief. And them that believed not, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They died in there. They could have been across into the promised land in a few days, but they believed not. They lost their trust in the Lord. Paul expanded on that in chapter 4 of Hebrews, verse 1 and 2. He said, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Well, as we mentioned earlier, when they started out back here in the book of Ephesians, they were a pretty good church, but when we get to the book of Revelation, we find they had left their first love. That was about 40 years later. And so what we have is a second generation of Christians in that church, and these, it says, the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. Now it says in verse 2, they heard it, but they did not mix their faith with what they heard. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, Paul said, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. He said, the things that you have heard, do them. Well, they didn't do them. Now, the Bible is very plain. It says, faith without works is dead. James dealt with that subject. He used the word faith here 16 times in his little book. And James 2 and 14 says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? Now, we have to ask ourselves, save from what? All through the Old Testament, we find Numbers 10 and 9, they're saved from their enemies. 2 Samuel 19, 9, to save us from the hand of our enemies. 2 Samuel 22, 4, so I shall be saved from mine enemies. And in the Psalms, save us from mine enemies over and over again. In Matthew chapter 24, 22, except those days should be shortened, no flesh should be saved. That's talking about the tribulation period. And none of these are talking about getting saved to go to heaven. In fact, when the angel came and talked to Mary about Christ being born in Luke 1 and 71, says that we should be saved from our enemies and the hand of them that hate us. I thought Jesus came in the world to save my soul. He did. But he also came in for Israel, that they could have their nation, of course, their kingdom. And of course, they rejected the Lord. They said, no, we'll not have this man to reign over us. God said, so be it. But he came in as far as the nation of Israel, that they should be saved from their enemies and from all them that hate them. And so when you see the word saved, it's not always talking about going to heaven. And so James says in James 2:17, faith that hath not works is dead, being alone. James 2:20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And so they did not mix their faith. That is, they didn't put it to work. It's interesting that Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, that usually gets quoted, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me, but that's not what it says. The verse starts out with I and it ends with me. Well, that sounds kind of proud. No, right in the middle of the verse is Christ. So if you put Christ in the middle of it, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. What strengthens him? Doing those things through Christ. And so he warned in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, Paul starts his prayer here, and he prays in verse 17 that they would have wisdom, that they would have knowledge, verse 18, that they would have understanding. Now, those things are important, but then he goes on, here's some things you need to know. You need to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but you need to know, verse 18, the hope, the word means expectation of his calling, verse 18, the riches of our inheritance, verse 19, the exceeding greatness of his power to us were to believe, according to the working of his mighty power. And now this word believe, we mentioned many times before that it's talking about our faith. It's what we believe is our faith. The Bible says stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in what you believe. In Matthew 9:29, Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Well, we have an example of the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding in Solomon. He had wisdom, he had knowledge, he had understanding, but Solomon's failure was what he didn't know, and that was the hope of his calling, the riches of his inheritance, and his mighty power. Paul's own testimony. He said in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 14, at the end of his life, he says, "The fool walketh in darkness," Ecclesiastes 2:15, "as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me." And in verse 16, he asks the question, "And how dieth the wise man? As the fool." Why? Well, he had wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but he just failed to realize the more important things was the hope of his calling, or the expectation, what God expects from us, the riches of his inheritance, and his mighty power. And so Solomon ends his life, he uses the word vanity 33 times in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 1:4, he said, "All the works I did, all is vanity and vexation of spirit." 2:1, "Pleasures," he said, "this also is vanity." 2:17, he said, "I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous to me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit." Ecclesiastes 4:8, "Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, this is also vanity, yea, and is sore travail." He looked back on his life in Ecclesiastes 2:4, he said, "I made me great works, I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me gardens, I made me pools of water, I got me servants, I had great possessions, I gathered me silver and gold and peculiar treasure, and whatsoever my eyes desired I kept not from them. Then said I," Ecclesiastes 2:15, "then said I in my heart, as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me." And in Ecclesiastes 2:17, Solomon said, "I hated life." Well, as he ended his little book, he said in Ecclesiastes 12:13, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Now, the word duty is there in italics, which means it's not there in the original, and it shouldn't be here either, because it takes away from this verse. It says, "Let us hear the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole of man." To be whole is to be unbroken, to be in an undamaged state, and to be complete. And we can be complete in the Lord if we'll keep our relationship with the Lord as it should be. Well, the people back at Ephesus, as they started out, they heard, they believed, they trusted. Their relationship was built on the fact that they trusted the Lord, and so they had a good relationship with the Lord. But by the time we get to Revelation 2, we read in verse 4, "Nevertheless, God said, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." Let us be careful to keep our focus right. Are we going to trust in the living God and his unsearchable riches? Or are we going to trust in the uncertain riches of this world?
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared.
Wrecked by sin when Jesus found me. Oh, my heart was full of misery and woe.
Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go.
No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared. Oh,